You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about a relationship cut short by war. We're sharing it just ahead of Memorial Day.
Some people that we meet might only be in our lives momentarily, but they can have a profound effect on us that can last a lifetime. Jeffrey Saunders, a private first class in the 101st Airborne Division of the U.S. Army, had that effect on Adriana Bonowitz. She shared her experience as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
My name is Leonora Adriana Rosado Bonowitz. I'm in Libertyville, Illinois. I was 16 years old, and my mother sent me to my uncle's house in Miami during a vacation period. During this vacation, my cousin invited me to a party, and I met this young man from Jamaica. He lived there and had come also to Miami to visit his mother and sister. He was American citizen only in paper. His mother had registered him at the American Embassy when he was born, but he grew up in Jamaica and was Jamaican in his heart. This was sometime during the Vietnam War. And because he was registered as an American citizen, he was called to the service. He was, I believe, 18 or 19 years old. So we met during that vacation. Then he got his draft papers. Before he was shipped to Vietnam, he wrote to me and said, I want to come visit you in Mexico, which he did. And after he visited me, he went off to Vietnam. During a year, he wrote every time he could. I had a bunch of letters, which I kept. And in these letters, he would include photographs or mementos that he would get on a mission. He would arrive into a village and there would be empty houses, and he would pick up these little mementos, which he sent to me. And I kept all that for all these years. A year later, I received a telegram from the American Embassy telling me he had been killed. He died the death of a hero. The Viet Cong had thrown a grenade in the midst of the group where he was with his fellow soldiers, and he threw himself over the grenade to save them. And I also received a letter from his mother telling me how much he loved me and how sad it was that what he wanted to do, which was to marry me after he returned, that would never happen. So with the grief of having lost, I wouldn't have called him my boyfriend, but a friend. I carried that all these years until 2 years ago. A friend of mine asked me about that box of letters that I've been keeping for ages. And he said, but that's a shame that you just have them in a box and nobody knows this story. Well, coincidentally, I had found out that there is in Chicago the Pritzker Military Library and Museum. So I copied all the letters and then I took everything to the Pritzker Military Library. He was a wonderful young man. And really the story of a very young life that was cut super short. He had to grow up so quickly in the face of all the danger in Vietnam for a country that he really didn't know. And he certainly would not have gone into the army if he hadn't been compelled to.
That was Adriana Bonowitz of Libertyville, Illinois. She shared her experience as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.